turn to the 14th chapter of the book of Matthew. Now, I'm not known to be long-winded. I tell you like Elizabeth Taylor told her seven husbands. I won't keep you long, praise the Lord. Amen. I know Brother Boyd's preached here a lot through the years. And Brother Boyd said, everybody can't be good, but they can be short, praise God. So I may not be very good, but I am going to be short. I don't poke no fun. You know what I mean, praise the Lord. I was talking about short in length of preaching. Amen. The 14th chapter of the book of Matthew. In verse 34, when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. When the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all the country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. And they besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Eternal God, we're so thankful for your presence. We have felt in this service tonight, thankful for your spirit we feel in this place. Now, Lord, these are your people. And Father, I felt like you directed me to this scripture tonight. I pray, Lord, that somehow you will anoint my lips and my mind and my soul. Help me be a blessing to your folks tonight, your people tonight, your children tonight, those that you purchased with your blood. And I give your name the glory and the praise for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Really, this wasn't a planned trip. We had, I'm sure y'all have experienced some of this. Here, we've had such an outbreak of this epidemic in our local area that we had to shut down service this weekend. So I'm running from the COVID. If you got it or been exposed, don't hug, don't kiss me, don't. Hallelujah. Amen. I've run all this far to get away from it. This really isn't that a familiar passage of scripture as the one that you and I know. And if you'll help me just a little while tonight, I come to preach to you for just a little while. I believe the Lord's going to work in this house tonight. I got confidence that Lord is going to work in this house tonight. If you need a healing, you're in the right place, at the right time, at the right service. God has a miracle with your name on it. And tonight can be your night. Just a few chapters earlier, there is a woman that has had an issue of blood for 12 long years. Everything she touched, everywhere she sat, everywhere she laid, it made it unclean. She became an outcast of society because of it. Evidently, she had been a woman of means at one time because she had sought many physicians. And the Bible said, it's in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, records all three books, records this miracle that took place in her life. And the Bible said that she suffered many things of the physician. My, I don't know about you, but I've been in those rooms. I've been preaching nearly right 55 years. And I've been in the hospital many times when the doctor didn't have to say a word when he walked in the door. Just a look that was on his face, you knew that you was going to hear some bad news. Been through hopeless situations with folks that I've preached to and pastored through the years. She suffered many things of physicians. Gave them all that she had. Finally, amen, she had run out of funds. And there was nothing else she could do. She suffered disappointment. She suffered hopelessness. She suffered helplessness. No doubt she suffered despair and maybe even went into depression. She suffered. Amen. 12 long years of suffering. I don't know how long you've had it. And the devil may tell you you're going to have it for the rest of your life. And no doubt she thought she was going to die with this horrible disease. Oh, but I want you to know, somebody told her about Jesus. I mean, Jesus makes up the difference. I don't care what the specialist says. I don't care what the surgeon says. I don't care what the doctor says. I don't care what the psychologist says. I don't care what the banker says. I don't care what the lawyer says. When Jesus comes into the picture, it changes everything. Praise God. Well, I'm coming down there where you're at. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, Jesus makes the difference. Jesus will make a difference in your family. He'll make a difference in your finance. He'll make a difference in your marriage. Oh, yes, he will. Jesus will make the difference. Glory to God. 12 long years. Not 12 days, not 12 months, 12 long years. She's out of money. She's out of hope. Probably out of friends. But somebody said, Jesus is coming by. I got good news for you in Buford, Georgia. It don't matter that Epley is coming by tonight. Jesus is coming by this house tonight. You don't have to leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, tormented, sick, or lame. The Holy Ghost in the book of Acts is still the same. You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. 12 long, miserable years. Bleeding, weak, discouraged, depressed. Oh, but ain't you glad there's somebody that'll tell you about Jesus? Your mama may have been a drug addict. Your dad may have been a drug addict. Your grandpa may have been a drug addict. Your grandma may have been a drug addict. But hey, we want to tell you about Jesus tonight. He's stronger than cocaine. He's stronger than heroin. He's stronger than crack. We got the remedy for your situation. It's not another hit. It's Jesus. You don't need another man. You don't need another woman. You need Jesus. You need Jesus. Somebody told her about Jesus. You better get a hold of this because it ain't going to be very long. Praise the Lord. Somebody told her about Jesus. You know, she said within herself, not even out of her mouth, she said within herself, you can read it from Genesis to Malachi. There's no exact promise of that. Matter of fact, if she touched him, she made him unclean. But you can't, I don't care how bad a shape you're in, you can't make him unclean. He can make you whole, but you cannot diminish him. Your problem won't bring him down. Your situation won't bring him down, but you get to him, he'll bring you up. Oh, yes. She said within herself, If I can but touch just the hem of his garment. Now, Brother Jordan, this is just an opinion, okay? I don't know a Greek word. Praise the Lord. I knew a Greek in a little restaurant outside Chicago. We made good soup, praise the Lord. But that's as far as the Greek as I can go, praise the Lord. But I will tell you this. Maybe. I can't prove this, but maybe. This is an opinion. Maybe. Malachi prophesied that the Son, S-U-N of righteousness, shall arise with healing in his wings. On those Jewish garments, they had tassels at the bottom. There were fringes that told everybody else, I belong to God. Maybe, I do know that they are called wings. Hallelujah. I don't know if she got a hold of that, but she said, I've got to get to Jesus. Can I get some help tonight?
Come on.
Are you guys going to do anything tonight?
Come on.
I'm on you. What's your name?
Lewis.
Oh, Lewis. I need you, Lewis. Your name? Huh? Joseph. Yeah, well, a lot of good Josephs in the Bible. Praise the Lord. I need Joseph. Praise the Lord. What's your name?
Angel.
My Lord, when we got angels and Joseph, all we need is Mother Mary. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What's your name?
Judah.
What?
Judah.
Y'all wasn't born in Kentucky. They didn't them Zeke in there. Hallelujah. Your name?
My name's Brennan.
What?
Brennan.
Thank you. I'm glad to meet you. Benjamin, you ain't doing a blessed thing. Come here. Praise the Lord. Now, you're going to be walking this way. You're going to walk slow, okay? I'm 70 years old. You've got to walk slow. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I mean, y'all don't have any oxygen around here, do you? If you go very fast, I'll need it. Okay. I want you guys to get right behind him. Crowd in. You all know what it means to crowd in? Crowd in. Yeah. All right, wait. Now, don't go too fast now. Y'all do, whoa, slow. You need to be from Kentucky. We'll tell you what slow is all about. This woman said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. And the Bible said that she came behind in the press. I got to get to Jesus. I got to get to Jesus. I tried Dr. Jones. I tried Dr. Smith. I tried Dr. Bill. I tried Dr. Tom. But if I can get to Jesus, he won't give me a potion. If I can get to Jesus, I know I'll be made whole. Got to get to him. Not too fast. Got to get to him. I got to get to Jesus. I got to get to Jesus. Hey, so amen. In her path, she run by old brother doubt. And if you're going to stay in doubt, you're going to do without. But you got to out doubt. Go on, sit down if you're going to get to Jesus. She run up against criticism. Hey, but you can't mind what everybody says. If you're going to get a miracle, you got to push aside criticism. Gotta get to Jesus. Gotta get where he's at. I gotta touch him. The only chance that I've gotta touch him. Woo! Hey, she come behind in the press. She run against old Mr. Unbelief. You need to believe your faith and disbelieve your unbelief. You'll stay without as long as you believe your own. I can't. I won't. It won't happen to me. My mama had it. My daddy had it. My grandpa had it. Oh my. Yeah. Amen. But you got a spiritual father, and he don't have. Gotta get to Jesus. got to get to Jesus. And she touched him. Woo! And immediately that blood flow. God don't have to have a 15-step plan. He can give you a miracle tonight. Tonight! Tonight! Right now! Tonight! Can it talk anybody into a miracle tonight? Can it talk anybody into a healing tonight? Tonight! Tonight! You're at the right place at the right time. Tonight! Gotta get to him. Gotta get to him. Y'all can sit down. And the Bible said, Jesus turned and said, "Who touched me?" All that crowd thronged around. There's a whole house full of people here tonight. Some may leave just exactly like they came. But you can have that touch tonight. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" Virtue. Healing has gone out of me. And finally seeing her, he said, "Woman, thy faith." Not my touch. Her touch. Woo. Said, "I'm waiting on the Lord." That's why you ain't got it. "I'm waiting on the healing meeting." That's why you ain't got it. "I'm waiting on Brother Sambo Jones to come by and prophesy over me." That's why you ain't got it. Hey! Thy faith has made thee whole. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's all right. We're working on it right now. Glory. Have a seat. Have a seat. Have a seat. He ain't bothering me. This is doing good. Oh, hallelujah. But in this story that I read tonight of Matthew chapter 14, it had done been noised abroad about this woman. There's no telling what you will start tonight. There's no telling who you will help tonight. There's no telling the innovation you will make tonight. If you get tired of your condition, you get tired of being where you're at, you get tired of being without, you get tired of being hopeless, you get tired of being helpless. Hallelujah! Glory to God. And the scripture says here, "And they besought him, and as many as touched him were made whole." Now here's the title of my message. If you touch him, he'll touch you. It's just that simple. If you touch, oh glory to God. If you whole. I feel it here tonight. Somebody's going to leave here tonight with a miracle. It's going to be you. Woo! Got to touch him. I've got to touch him. If I touch him, I'll be made whole. My brother-in-law made out here service tonight. He's got third and fourth degree burns on his feet. They've done grafts and is not doing all that well. Brother Copeland, I want you to come down here right now. Come here, brother. Glory to God. Well, I feel the Spirit in this place tonight. Just lay your hands on him in Jesus' name. God's able to heal these feet. Yeah. were made whole. Can I talk anybody into touching him tonight? You don't have to have me to touch you. You need to touch him. Can I talk anybody into touching him tonight? He's walking by in this service. He's not wearing a seamless garment, but he's wearing a robe of majesty and a robe of glory and a robe of power and a robe of deliverance and a robe of healing. And if you will touch him. Oh. You can be made whole. Handalala masala makatai. If you need a healing tonight, I want you to step out of your seat and get into the aisle. If you need a bodily healing, I want you to step out of your seat and get into the aisle. Nobody's coming by and praying for you. I want you to get out of your seat and get into the aisle. Oh, glory to God. Woo, hallelujah. I feel virtue in this house right now. I feel deliverance and healing and miracles in this house. You won't leave here like you came, in Jesus' name.